that big election is our football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Sonny.
David, on Friday in Zurich, Switzerland, world football's governing body, FIFA, will elect a new president. What are the latest developments?
Well, Sonny, there are still five in the race. The favorite with the bookmakers at 4-7. He's got a rather long name. It's Sheikh Salman bin Ibrahim Al Khalifa. He's from Bahrain. He is the big boss of Asian football, and he seems to be the man that certainly the bookmakers believe is going to succeed Sepp Blatter as president of FIFA. The man seen as the strongest challenger to him is Gianni Infantino. Now, that's an Italian-sounding name, but in fact, Infantino comes from Switzerland. In fact, Sonny, a little bit of research for the Voice of America discovered that he comes from a town very close to where Sepp Blatter was born. There in the,
interesting.
In the western, yes, very interesting, in the western corner of Switzerland. He is 7-4, so he is the second favorite. The other three contenders, Sonny, and I just don't hold out too much hope for them, are a former FIFA official, Jerome Champagne of France. You've got the Jordanian prince, Ali bin Al Hussein. Now, here I think we need to explain something, and that is people are saying, but he did very well in the last elections against Blatter. He got a lot of votes. He actually took Blatter to a second round before withdrawing. But there's a big difference, Sonny. The last time, it was just the prince against Sepp Blatter. And what the prince got was a lot of votes from Europe. And as far as I'm concerned, as much as they were votes for the prince, they were votes against Sepp Blatter. Now, this time, Infantino is expected to get those European votes. And for that reason only, I believe the prince is not going to be the next president of FIFA. And then you've got the lone African challenger, Tokyo Sekwale. Now, very recently, World Soccer, I've been reading that since I was 4 years old. That's 50 years ago. they pointed out, Sonny, that just as the elections loom, they gave the website for each of the challengers, except for Tokyo Sekwale. I was absolutely stunned to see website under construction. And that, to me, sums up the whole Tokyo Sekwale campaign. Totally underwhelming. He's been strongly criticized within Africa. I mean, the president of the Ghanaian Football Association lashed out at him and said, no ways in this whole wide world was he going to support Sekwale. And to me, Sonny, for Sekwale to have any chance of success, he had to have the backing of the Confederation of African Football. But instead of backing Sekwale, Issa Hayatou, the president, and his executive have decided to back the Sheikh Salman, the president of Asia. Strange things happen, Sonny, sometimes in football and in life. But right now, I would say Tokyo Sekwale is probably a million to one shot. I just don't see it happening. And I don't know why he hasn't withdrawn, because as I see it, he's facing humiliation in Zurich on Friday. I think this contest is very quickly going to boil down to the Sheikh against Infantino. And Africa and North and Central America may well be the playmakers in this situation. North and Central America, they've got 35 votes, and that could sway it one way or the other. But the really interesting one for me is Africa. No sooner had CAF said they were backing the Sheikh than Moussa Bellitti, the Liberian FA president, who initially was in contention for the presidential race, but he was kicked out over some technicalities. He said that he knew of at least half the 54 African votes would not go to the Sheikh, they would go to others. But that is not automatically good news for Infantino, because Egypt, for example, and Liberia itself, they said they're going with Prince Ali. And Champagne has been endorsed by no less a person than the 1995 World, European, and African Footballer of the Year, George Weah.
Hello, I'm George Weah.
So what you could have, Sonny, is you could have maybe 25, 26 votes not going to the Sheikh. But if they're split up among the other contenders, then that will greatly weaken the chances of Infantino. For Infantino to beat the Sheikh, I believe he's got to get maybe 20 of those African votes. But it's a really fascinating election and reminds me a lot of 1998 when Lennart Johansson, the UEFA president who came from Sweden, was the hot favorite. He was up against Sepp Blatter, who was then the Secretary General of FIFA. And lo and behold, Blatter won it on the first round, an astounding victory, one that really shook the rafters of the FIFA headquarters. And of course, as we all know, Blatter went on to become a very long-serving president of FIFA. And whatever you say about Sepp Blatter, he was extremely popular in Africa. The reason for that, Sonny, is he delivered. He gave the Africans those annual grants, which really were the difference between survival and going under, as far as a lot of the national football associations were concerned. And then, absolutely crucial, he said he would bring the World Cup to Africa. There were a lot of doubters, but in 2010, lo and behold, South Africa held what was generally considered to be a very successful World Cup. Ironically, Sonny, the one thing that didn't really work is the last thing you would have expected to be a problem in Africa, and that was the weather. South Africa in winter, which is June and July, gets extremely cold after dusk. And there just wasn't that vibe after the night matches that you had in, for example, in 2006. In Germany, it was too cold for people to congregate around stadiums, and the fan parks didn't really work. And quite a surprise that the cold weather sort of undermined just a little bit a World Cup in Africa. And needless to say, Sonny, although he's now very much on the sidelines, if Blatter was running in this election, I would confidently predict to our Voice of America listeners that Africa would back Sepp Blatter. But now it's in the melting pot. The only thing I'm pretty sure of is I don't believe the Sheikh is going to get all 54 African votes. So, Sonny, to summarize, it looks like it's between the Sheikh and Infantino. They're the two, and we'll know on Friday in Zurich which one of them takes over a job, Sonny, that I don't think either is can be particularly looking forward to. Huge challenges ahead. I mean, FIFA really has been dragged through the mud. There's an awful lot of work to be done. If they can do it successfully, then they're going to be absolute heroes. But it's a mighty task. I've got a suspicion, Sonny, they might even call in you and me for some assistance.
We'll lend a hand, David. I know we can help them out.
We can. For Swiss francs, Sonny, we can do a lot.
David, this might amuse you and our VOA listeners. I received a handwritten letter from Chiji Ogwurike in Owerri, Imo State, Nigeria. And Chiji says, I should go and contest for the FIFA presidency on Friday in Zurich. At this point, Chiji, I think I'd have to be a write-in candidate, but I appreciate your support. And I think I'll heed the words of my friend and VOA producer this evening, Bill Werkinger. Stay in your lane. So I'm going to stay in my sporty lane right here in Washington, Chiji. Chiji adds that he's been listening to the Voice of America since 1979, and he loves all VOA programs, especially the sunny side of sports.
What's better than the sunny side of sports? More sunny side of sports. Listen to our new expanded show now on VOA Africa.
It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moueta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Filipino boxing star Manny Pacquiao in the news lately, Nnamdi, not for his boxing skills, but for some very controversial remarks he made about gays. And it seems like it's coming back to hurt him in a lot of ways. Nike withdraws sponsorship from Pac-Man. What are the latest developments over those remarks, Nnamdi?
It's been a public relations nightmare, not for only the Nike situation, but Top Rank and Bob Arum, his promoters. They're really concerned because it's going to affect the gates, and not only that, it will affect the pay-per-view. Manny in the past made commercials for Nike. He's been on Nike's payroll for more than 6 years. When you're paid to endorse a company, you have responsibility. Last year alone, he made $12 million from endorsement.
Wow. And how much of that was Nike-related, Nnamdi?
Big chunk from Nike. So it's a situation where we in the game, we don't understand, because don't expect Nike emblem for this fight coming up with Timothy Bradley.
Manny Pacquiao scheduled to fight Timothy Bradley for a third time on April 9th in Las Vegas. How has this controversy affected this rubber match, Namdi?
This is unnecessary spotlight for this fight, because for the press conference, this question of LGBT will always come up. He made $150 million with Floyd Mayweather last year. Part of the LGBT community contributed to this $150 million. We are in a situation now where we don't know what will happen come April 9th, because there may be a huge boycott, because this community is a very strong community, Sonny. And this community will not just sit idle and watch this man say things and get away with it.
Manny Pacquiao typically trains at the Wild Card Gym in Hollywood, your backyard, Namdi, under the tutelage of Freddie Roach. What's the latest on his training for Bradley?
They opened camp in the Philippines, and it's not been going well. He has a lot on his plate for this, because the election is coming up in May. He has this situation of this LGBT comment that he made. Even the worst part about it was the comment he made after posting biblical scriptures saying homosexuals should be put to death. That was after he made his first comment. That was the second time around, was just damaging.
Namdi, any chance this fight could be canceled because of the controversy?
Well, good question, Sonny. His political opponent in the Philippines has called for the cancellation of this fight or postponement of this fight, because the election in the Philippines is to happen in May. So they're talking about, well, this is not going to be an even playing field, because when he fights, Manny Pacquiao fights in the U.S., the whole country will be watching. So they're dealing with Fair Election Act, equal access to everybody. So they've called for the postponement or cancellation of the fight. But this fight is not happening in Manila. This fight is in Las Vegas. Some people in the game felt that he had to make statements like this to sell tickets. We are in an age now, Sonny, where politicians just say stupid, dumb stuff to get votes, you know. Here in America, we're dealing with a big, huge Donald Trump. And he's winning. He's winning big, you know. Elections coming up in the Philippines, and he's saying outrageous things to get votes. But look at his career, the damage this will do to his career. And because a lot of people will be rooting for him to get knocked out come April 9th in Las Vegas.
Namdi, you talk about selling tickets. Also on April 9th, Charles Martin, the IBF heavyweight champion, goes up against one of your favorite heavyweights, Anthony Joshua, with ties to Nigeria. Getting to the tickets, Namdi, how can the Martin-Joshua bout affect ticket sales for Bradley Pacquiao?
Oh, Sonny, that fight will affect Bradley Pacquiao. If I have my way, Sonny, this fight was announced late. I already booked my room at the MGM Grand Casino. So I'd rather be at the O2 Arena watching Anthony destroy Charles Martin than sitting ringside at the MGM Grand Casino watching two guys run around. You know? The real fight is the fight coming on Showtime from O2 Arena in London. AJ against Charles Martin, which would be a big fight for homeboy. And he stands a very good chance of scoring an explosive knockout and taking the belt.
Martin from the United States. Why is he going to the British capital, Namdi, to take on Anthony Joshua?
Sonny, the fight game is about money. In his last fight, when he picked up the title right here in the U.S. at the Barclay Arena in New York City, he made $250,000, Sonny. Going to London, he's going to make $3 million.
Wow, what an increase.
Well, that's what we call in the fight game. It's a cash out. The promoter takes, because he didn't look that great when he picked up the belt in New York. He looked ordinary, you know. So, and he only made $250,000. There's no way he can even make $3 million in the next 2 years. So why don't you just go up to London, pick up your $3 million, and then, hey, just say goodbye.
Namdi, we'll say goodbye for now, but I know you'll be back soon on the Sunny Side of Sports, firing your verbal jabs. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. And check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog at blogs.voanews.com/Sunny. VOA intern Rick Narcisse is guest blogger on the latest post dealing with Denver Nuggets rookie point guard Emmanuel Mudiay, who is from the Democratic Republic of Congo. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports.